The South Boston gangster is accused of murdering or ordering the murder of 19 people during a crime reign spanning several decades. But for the next 2 days, the drama of this story will give way to pretrial motions, procedures, and legal minutiae. The final touches of a long series of pretrial issues are now being resolved. Earlier, both sides fought over an attempt by Bulger to claim immunity as a defense in his trial. Judge Denise Casper didn't buy it. Now the defense is trying another pretrial strategy. Limit the testimony of victims' families for fear that it will prejudice jurors. The defense argues victims' families' testimony should be limited to basic facts. But Stephen Rake says he's been waiting for this day for a long time. He alleges that his liquor store in South Boston was taken from him by Bulger and his associate, Stephen the Rifleman Fleming.
Back in 1983, Bulger Fleming and Weeks took my liquor store from me. At the time, I was scared to death. I was afraid of myself being murdered and my family. And I've never had the opportunity to face the man again, and I will shortly.
Rakes over the summer will be called to testify against the man who he says stole his livelihood, and he says he has a lot to say.
I am prepared. I have been told I will be called as a witness. Here's an opportunity for me to speak up. I haven't spoke up in 30 years. Now I want to let them hear what I have to say.
Judge Denise Casper will rule on the defense motion to limit victims' families' testimony. The witness list also includes Stephen Davis. He says his sister Deborah was murdered by Bulger's associates.
Well, that was a statement she had told a few of the brothers at one time, that if she was ever missing, and he had something to do with it, and she turned up missing.
Bulger defense lawyers are also asking Judge Casper to jettison the phrase, the Bulger Group, because, they argue, it assumes that Bulger was individually responsible for the acts committed by other organized crime figures. Prosecutors plan to also call a motley crew of ex-Bulger gang members to the stand, including Rifleman Fleming, who is currently serving a life sentence for 10 murders, former hitman John Martorano, who has admitted to killing 20, and Kevin Weeks, who told authorities where many of the bodies were buried. Defense attorneys argue that they should be allowed to point out FBI and U.S. prosecutors' quote-unquote hypocrisy for using convicted killers once described as untrustworthy. The next step? Jury selection, which begins tomorrow. A pool of 300 to 500 potential jurors will be interviewed this week. It will be arduous for both sides, but the defense really has its work cut out for it in locating unbiased jurors. Whitey Bulger is a household name in Boston and throughout New England, and the defense will try to find individuals who have not made up their minds about the region's most notorious gangster. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.